भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागन्धस्तनूभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमस्ते गणपतये त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं तत्त्वमसि त्वमेव केवलं कर्तासि त्वमेव केवलं धर्तासि त्वमेव केवलं हर्तासि त्वमेव सर्वं खल्विदं ब्रह्मासि त्वं साक्षादात्मासि नित्यं ऋतं वच्मि सत्यं वच्मि अवत्वं माम् अववक्तारम् अवश्रोतारम् अवदातारम् अवधातारम् अवानोचानमवशिष्यम् अवपश्चात्तात् अवपुरस्तात् अवोत्तरात्तात् अवदक्षिणात्तात् अवचोर्ध्वात्तात् अवाधरात्तात् सर्वतो मां पाहि पाहि समन्तात् सर्वतो मां पाहि पाहि समन्तात् सर्वतो मां पाहि पाहि समन्तात् त्वं वाङ्मयस्त्वं चिन्मयः त्वमानन्दमयस्त्वं ब्रह्ममयः त्वं सच्चिदानन्दाद्वितीयोऽसि त्वं प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वं ज्ञानमयो विज्ञानमयोऽसि सर्वं जगदिदं त्वत्तो जायते सर्वं जगदिदं त्वत्तस्तिष्ठति सर्वं जगदिदं त्वयि लयमेष्यति सर्वं जगदिदं त्वयि प्रत्येति त्वं भूमिरापो नलो निलो नभः त्वं चत्वारि वाक्पदानि त्वं गुणत्रयातीतः त्वम् अवस्थात्रयातीतः त्वं देहत्रयातीतः त्वं कालत्रयातीतः त्वं मूलाधारस्थितोऽसि नित्यं त्वं शक्तित्रयात्मकः त्वां योगिनो ध्यायन्ति नित्यं त्वं ब्रह्मा त्वं विष्णुस्त्वं रुद्रस्त्वमिन्द्रस्त्वमग्निस्त्वं वायुस्त्वं सूर्यस्त्वं चन्द्रमास्त्वं ब्रह्म भूर्भुवस्वरोम् गणादिं पूर्वमुच्चार्य वर्णादीं सदनन्तरम् अनुस्वारः परतरः अर्धेन्दुलसितं तारेण रुद्धम् एतत्तवमनुस्वरूपं गकारः पूर्वरूपम् अकारो मध्यमरूपम् अनुस्वारश्चान्त्यरूपम् बिन्दुरुत्तररूपम् नादसन्धानं सगुंहिता सन्धिः सैषा गणेशविद्या गणकऋषिः निचृद्गायत्री छन्दः गणपतिर्देवता ॐ गं गणपतये नमः ॐ गं गणपतये नमः ॐ गं गणपतये नमः ॐ एकदन्ताय विद्महे वक्रतुण्डाय धीमहि तन्नो दन्तिः प्रचोदयात् एकदन्तं चतुर्हस्तं पाशमङ्कुशधारिणं तदञ्च वरदं हस्ते बिभ्राणं मोषकध्वजम् रक्तं लम्बोदरं शूर्पकर्णकं रक्तवाससं रक्तगन्धानुलिप्ताङ्गं रक्तपुष्पैः सुपूजितं भक्तानुकम्पिनं देवं जगत्कारणमच्युतम् आविर्भूतं च सृष्ट्यादौ प्रकृतेः पुरुषात् परम् एवं ध्यायति यो नित्यं स योगी योगिनां वरः ओम नमो व्रातपतये नमो गणपतये नमः प्रमथपतये नमस्तेस्तु लंबोदराय एकदंताय विघ्ननाशिने शिवसुदाय वरदमूर्तये नमः ओम श्रीमन् महागणाधिपतये नमः ओम जातवेदसे सुनवामसो ममराति यतो निदहाति वेदः स नः पर्षदति दुर्गाणि विश्वानावेव सिन्धुन्दुरितात्यग्निः तामग्निवर्णां तपसा ज्वलन्तीं वैरोचनीं कर्मफलेषु जुष्टाम् दुर्गां देवीं शरणमहं प्रपद्ये सुतरसितरसे नमः अग्ने त्वं पारयानव्यो अस्मान् स्वस्तिभिरति दुर्गाणि विश्वा कोश्च पृथ्वी बहुलानवुर्वी भवातोकायतनयाय शय्योः विश्वानिनो दुर्गः जातवेदः सिन्धुन्ननावादुरितातिपर्षि अग्ने अत्रिवन्मनसा गृणानो अस्माकं बोध्यविता तनूनाम् पृथनाजितगं सहमानमुग्रमग्निगं हुवेम परमात् सदस्तात् स नः पर्षदति दुर्गाणि विश्वा क्षामद्देवो अतिदुरितात्यग्निः प्रत्नोषि कमीडो अध्वरेषु सनाच्च होतानव्यश्च सत्सि स्वाञ्चाग्ने तनुवं पिप्रयस्वास्मभ्यञ्च सौभगमायजस्व गोभिर्जुष्टमयुजो निषिक्तं तवेन्द्रविष्णोरनु सञ्चरेम नाकस्य पृष्ठमभिसंवसानो वैष्णवीं लोक इहमादयन्ताम् ॐ कात्यायनाय विद्महे कन्याकुमारि धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गिः प्रचोदयात् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ यश्छन्दसां ऋषभो विश्वरूपः छन्दोऽभ्योऽध्यमृतात् सम्बभूव समेन्द्रो मेधया स्पृणोतु अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासं शरीरं मे विचर्षणं जिह्वा मे मधुमत्तमा कर्णाभ्यां भूरिविश्रुभं ब्रह्मणः कोशोऽसि मेधया पिहितः श्रुतं मे गोपाय ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ मेधा देवी जुषमाणा न आगात् विश्वाची भद्रा सुमनस्य माना त्वया जुष्टानुदमाना दुरुक्तान् बृहद्वदेम विदथे सुवीराः त्वया जुष्टऋषिर्भवति देवि त्वया ब्रह्मागतश्रीरुतत्वया त्वया जुष्टश्चित्रं विन्दते वसुसानो जुषस्व द्रविणो न मेधे मेधां म इन्द्रो ददातु मेधां देवी सरस्वती मेधां मे अश्विनावुभावाधत्तां पुष्करस्रजा अप्सरासु चया मेधा गन्धर्वेषु चयन्मनः दैवी मेधा सरस्वती सामा मेधा सुरभिर्जुषतागम् आमा मेधा सुरभिर्विश्वरूपा हिरण्यवर्णा जगति च गम्या ओजस्वती पयसा पिन्वमाना सामा मेधा सुप्रतीका जुषन्ताम् मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजा मयि यज्ञस्तेजो दधातु मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम् मयीन्द्र इन्द्रियम् दधातु मयि मेधाम् मयि प्रजाम् मयि सूर्यो भ्राजो दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ओके We cannot do better chanting than doing this Vina Suktam on this auspicious Navaratri. Still, until full moon, we have the effect of Navaratri. Until Purnima, we celebrate Navaratri. Until Tuesday. Anyway, so it is through today's... So yesterday we saw the mantras, 7th and 8th mantra. I'm going to do just 7th and 8th mantra. I will read today again. The Tritiya Mundake Dvitiya Khande Saptamaha Ashtamaha Dosh Mantra Pataniyostaha. We have to read 2 mantras. Gatah Kalav Panchadasha Pratishtha देवाश्च सर्वे प्रतिदेवतासु कर्माणि विज्ञानमयश्च आत्मा परेव्यये सर्वे एकी भवन्ति सो वी अंडरस्टूड दिस फ्रॉम दिस मंत्र आई एक्सप्लेन यस्टरडे पंचदश कलाह मीन्स एक्सेप्ट द आत्मा द कॉन्शियसनेस द रेस्ट ऑफ द अनात्मा एस्पेक्ट्स All the anatma aspects are implied by the word panchadasha kalaha. Panchadasha kalaha means 15 aspects, 15 factors which constitute the material matter aspect of the individual, anatma aspect of the individual. Of course, every individual is a combination of both atma and anatma. Composition of Atma and Anatma. So Atma is a word implying the pure consciousness, pure abstract, formless, all pervasive, only reality, the consciousness. The Anatma aspect stands for all the material aspects. The gross physical body, of course, belongs to gross matter. Subtle body, subtle. Even the Ajnanam, even the Avidya, which is the cause, which is said to be the causal body, is also what? Is also matter only. So, everything other than pure consciousness is what? Anatma. Atma, Anatma. So, every individual is a composition of both Atma and Anatma. What happens to Atma? What happens to Anatma? Nothing happens to Atma. Atma is one consciousness, the one indivisible, partless whole. So for Ajnani and Ajnani, Atma, always Atma, nothing happens to Atma. For Ajnani also, or Ajnani, the truth of the Ajnani and Ajnani is one and the same consciousness. So nothing happens. Why? Because consciousness is already all pervasive, beginningless, endless, changeless, indivisible, undivided, partless, whole, immobile, unmoving. Therefore, consciousness remains as consciousness for Ajnani and Ajnani. But what is the difference between Ajnani and Ajnani? For Ajnani and Ajnani, both of them leave the physical body only when the prarabdha karma becomes exhausted. The departure from this sthula sharam, gross body, happens only when the prarabdha karma palam becomes exhausted totally. You know this very well. For Ajnani also, for a Jnani also. So anybody has to lead a physical body only when the Parabdha Karma gets exhausted. It means even a Jnani does not escape. Jnani also goes through Parabdha Karma Palam. Only thing is, when a Jnani goes through the Parabdha Karma Palam, Jnani is not afflicted by what one goes through in life because of his objectivity in life. He does not internalize situations. doesn't have any identity with the anatma body mentions complex, therefore there's no problem. And so Ajnani goes to Parabdha Karma. That's okay. Now what about Sanchita Karma and Agami Karma? It's a Upanishad class, so I don't need to explain again what is Sanchitam, what is Agami, etc. For beginners, I explained our introduction classes. So Sanchita Karma, for Ajnani, Sanchita Karma remains. Agami Karma also will remain. So for Ajnani, Sukshma Shariram does not resolve. For Ajnani and the Jnani, for both of them, Atma remains the same. Atma is one and the same. Anatma, physical body, becomes the same. For Ajnani's physical body and the Jnani's physical body, for all of them, the physical body becomes disintegrated. So, because a gross matter, all the elements join the respective elements. As yesterday also I told you, so for a Jnani's physical body, Ajnani's physical body, for all of them, for both Jnani and Ajnani, physical body becomes disintegrated and become one with the elements. That's why death is called Panchatva Praptihi. Now one more. See, always when somebody passes away, we write nice words. Paramapadam Adindar, Paramapadam Praptihi, attain the feet of Bhagavan, at the feet of Lord. You say nice words, okay? That's true also. What happens? So when the body becomes disintegrated and it joins its respective elements. That's why death is called Panchatva Prapti. Aindaha Ahudal. Panchatva Prapti means what? At having the status of being the five. One physical body gets disintegrated. So when the earth joins the earth, now all metals join the earth. Heat joins the fire, air joins the air, space joins the space, water aspect joins the water element. So the body, only the body form changes. The actual matter, nothing happens. There's no such a thing called total destruction of anything in the world. Even matter cannot be destroyed totally. Science also says this. So only thing is the form collapses. The same form will not be there, but whatever it is made of, the matter continues to be in the form of five elements. That is why the death is called Panchatva Praptihi. Okay. This is what happens. So physical body, reference to physical body of Atma and Atma, the same thing happens. But only difference between a Jnani and a Jnani is, Jnani Sukshma Shariram resolves for good. Ajnani Sukshma Shariram does not resolve, continues to survive. Ajnani Sukshma Shariram and Karna Shariram do not, nothing happens, it continues to survive. Why? Because only subtle body cannot be burnt. Or dried, no element can bring out any destruction to subtle body. Whereas the gross body can drown in water, can be burnt, can be cremated, isn't it? The gross body. Subtle body, nothing can happen. No element can really touch subtle body. But subtle body has to resolve by itself. We cannot undo subtle body, it has to resolve by itself. And the Shastram says very clearly, subtle body will resolve only in the wake of the Jnanam. Which means, the mind has to resolve. Resolution of the mind is possible only when a person resolves his ahankara, the wrong notion one has about oneself. When the wrong notion one has about one's own self becomes resolved, when the error in one's notion becomes corrected, then all other thoughts will resolve. See, it is especially desires. There's no way of undoing desires. Desires name of likes and dislikes. Then desire caused anger. Kamaha, krodha, lobha, moha, madaha, matsaryam. Kamaha, desire. in terms of likes and dislikes, anger, greed, jealousy, hatred, fear, anxiety, all these emotions will resolve for good once the wrong notion one has about oneself becomes resolved. Amazing. Shastram says you don't need to work very hard at all. Just correct the error in the notion you entertain about yourself. That is enough. The correcting the error in one the notion one has about oneself is corrected the itself will correct the error in the perception of one's and the perception error in the perception of the world also. So there is erroneous perception of the self. This erroneous perception of the world also. What is the error in perception of one's own self? I am a limited individual. I am a limited individual. I am a mortal. I am unhappy. I am insignificant. I am small. All these notions one has about oneself. Erroneous notions about one's own self. And then the world is a source of happiness. Another notion about the world. So there's error in the perception of the self and the world. So the error in the perception of the self becomes corrected. Naturally, the error in the perception of the world also become corrected. Simultaneously, both errors will be corrected. When this error in the perception of one's own self and the error in the perception of the world becomes corrected, then what happens? All these emotions will resolve for good. You don't need to work hard at all. Your anger will resolve for good. Your even likes and dislikes will resolve for good. Jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, anxiety, pain, the hurt and guilt. Pain in the form of hurt and guilt. All hurts will resolve, all guilt will be resolved. I tell you, once the mind is free from hurt, guilt, all these problems, and then the mind is a calm mind. It's called peaceful mind. Okay, no more disturbance. So Shastram says this. But if a correction has to happen in the error, the error in perception of one's own self and the world has to be corrected, means naturally one must have a clear vision of one's own Swarupam. Therefore, Jnani has clear vision of one's own Swarupam. Therefore, what happens? Jnani is, there's no error, no more error in the perception of the self and the world. That's why we say Jnani has a right perspective of the self and the world because of his clear vision of what is real, what is not. Therefore, the mind becomes resolved for good. This is a secret. Mind becomes resolved for good. As long as Parabdha is there, Jnani lives his life. The Parabdha gets exhausted. The Sukshma leaves the physical body. The Sukshma and Karna Shariram and also Sukshma Shariram will resolve for good for a Jnani. There's no Sukshma Shariram. Therefore, Jnani cannot be born again, assuming another body. Whereas Ajnani, the mind will, Ajnanam is still there. The Parabdha is over. Sukshma left the physical body. The next set of Parabdha will be ready because he has Sanchitam, he has Agami, because he has wrong notions about the self that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. All these wrong notions are there. Therefore, he has Sanchita Karma, Agami Karma. He has Parabdha Karma also. So he will be born again. Because Sukshmam does not resolve for an Ajnani. Cannot, will not. The what feeds, what the seed, the source, the scent of Sukshma itself is ignorance. Therefore, Ajnani has to be born again. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam. Whereas a Jnani lives as a Jivan Mukta, even while living, he is free because of his objectivity. And after the death also, what happens? Jnani Sukshma will resolve for good. Therefore, no thought will rise. There can't be anger. There can't be discernments. What happened? No, how can if thoughts should rise? No, thoughts will not rise. Therefore, the mind will be resolved for good means along with the mind, all subtle aspects will resolve. That's why it is said, Panchadasha Kalaha Gataha means all the Anatma aspect resolve in their respective total powers, totality. he becomes at the physical level, he becomes one with Virat. At the subtle level, he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. At the causal level, he becomes one with Antaryameshwara. And at the pure Atma level, he remains as Atma. So one's own self remaining as Atma alone is said to be as though becoming one with Paramatma. There's no such thing called merger. You can never become one with Paramatma because you are never away from Paramatma. Is it clear? That is what is said in that mantra. So Gatah Kala Panchadasha Pratishtha Devascha Sarve Pati Devatasu. That also implies what? Sarve Devaha Pati Devatasu means all subtle aspects join their corresponding total powers. Again, it's the same thing is repeated. Then, karmani. Karmani, the sentence is not complete. What karmani? Sanchita karmani, agami karmani. All karmas also will resolve for good. Paradha karma becomes exhausted. So, jnani has no karma anymore in his account. He is free from all karmas. And freeing oneself from all karmas, in the wake of the clear vision of one's own self being non-doer and non-enjoyer, one is said to be freeing oneself from bondage of karma. Karma bandha nivrittihi. Thereafter, vijnanamayaha atma pare avyaye sarve eki bhavanti. Means what? As for becoming one with atma, atma continues to remain as atma. This is the meaning of this mantra. The next mantra we saw, Yathanadyasyandamana samudre astangachanti namarupe vihaya tatha vidvan namarupa vimuktaha paratparam purushamupaiti divyam Yathanadyasyandamana samudre astangachanti namarupe vihaya Tatha vidvan namarupa vimuktaha paratparam purushamupaiti divyam. So, the rivers originating from the ocean actually going through many the processing, going through many conditions, finally they flow towards the ocean in the form of rivers, isn't it? So, the same water, the H2O, gets different name and form. But again, when the water is flowing in the form of a river, it has the name river. Water alone enjoys the status of being the river. It's flowing as a river. So river, what is the river? River is a form. The river is a name of a given form. River is a name given to the name of a given form. And when it reaches the ocean, what happens? Nothing happens to water. Water which was originally in the water in the ocean, the same H2O continues to be water even until it reaches the ocean. Only thing is, namarupe vihaya astam gachanti. They just resolve in the ocean, they merge in the ocean, but leaving aside its identity as the river. The river form goes when the water, the river joins the ocean. The water goes into the ocean. Then what happens? The water loses what? The form, the river form goes. The name also goes. Nama rupe vihaya samudre nadyaha astam gachanti. Isn't beautiful? Similarly, what happens to Mahatma Jnani? A jnani also, when he's born in this world as a human being, he has a name, has a form, as a human form, has a name also. And then for jnani, the physical body, when the part of the karma gets exhausted, the physical body becomes disintegrated, the form goes. Subtle body also resolves. So of course, causal body also resolves. Then what is there for jnani? Atma continues, just as water continues to remain as water until it reaches back the ocean. Nothing happens to H2O. And then the name, isn't it? When it joins the ocean, it remains as ocean, but it doesn't, it loses the name and form. it loses the identity. Similarly, a jnani also loses his identity with the physical body, mind, sense complex. Jnani living only, what jnani loses is the form and the name. But jnani's atma, what happens? Nothing happens. Namarupe vihaya, jnani also remains as paramatma. Only thing is, really river water goes and mixes with the ocean. Whereas jnani's atma does not merge into paramatma, because jnani's atma is already paramatma only. See, as ajnani one gets name and form. As a jnani, one drops names and name and form. That's what the example of river mixing and merging in the water is, ocean is given. Okay. It is the ninth mantra. Sayoha vaitat paramam brahma veda. Sayoha vaitat param. Again, I'll be doing the bhashyam of this Upanishad. So you'll be, it's because I've made it in mind. I told you as already, this is like, I'm doing like a course, train people to become teachers also. That is why I'm going to do the bhashyam also with the same Upanishad. They'll become much, much clearer. Okay. Sayoha vaitat paramam brahma veda. Brahmaiva bhavati. Sayoha vaitat paramam brahma veda. Brahmaiva bhavati. You have to stop until then, you have to say. Sayoha vaitat paramam brahma veda. Brahmaiva bhavati. Sayoha vaitat paramam brahma veda. Brahmaiva bhavati. Next sentence. Nasya brahma vitkule bhavati. Nasya brahma vitkule bhavati. Third line. Tarati shokam tarati paapmanam. Tarati shokam tarati paapmanam. Guha granthibhyo vimukto mruto bhavati. Guha granthibhyo vimukto mruto bhavati. Guha granthibhyo vimukto mruto bhavati. Sayoha vaitat paramam brahma veda. Brahmaiva bhavati. Nasya brahma vitkule bhavati. Tarati shokam tarati paapmanam. Guha granthibhyo vimukto mruto bhavati. Okay. Again, in this ninth mantra, again another beautiful mantra, which presents the benefit of jnanam. This the following mantra presents the jnana phalam. What does it say? See, jnana phalam is glorified. When the benefit of knowledge is glorified, how it is glorified? Because a jnani is also glorified. What happens to jnani again? He said, saha yaha vai tat paramam brahma veda. Yaha tat paramam brahma veda. That yaha, the one who, he who knows. Veda means janati. Yaha janati. Yaha veti. Yaha Veda means Yaha Veti. So whoever knows that absolute reality, Brahman. Whoever knows, whoever discovers that absolute reality, Brahman. We know very well Tat Paramam Brahma. See, the truth, the ultimate truth, absolute reality, the only reality but for which the Jagat cannot exist at all. The only truth without which no life is possible. The only truth which alone is bowed to worship as Bhagavan, as Ishvara. That only truth, the only reality of the entirety of the cosmos, which is free from all time, space, time limitation, space limitation, object limitation, that which is of the nature of limitlessness, alone is implied by the word Parabrahma. And that reality is said to be the most exalted. There's nothing மோர் எக்ஸால்டட் தன் பிரம்ம. பரமம் பிரம்ம தத் பரமம் பிரம்ம யஹ வேத, the one who knows the truth as what, as one's own swarupam, as one's own essential nature, as the content of I, as the very truth of I. Just as the truth of the ocean alone is there as the truth of the wave, similarly the one who discovers the fact of the truth of the whole jagat being truth of one's own self, thereby one who discovers the truth of the whole, yaha paramam brahma veda saha, what happens to that person? It is said saha brahmaiva bhavati. One does, you need not do anything to become Brahman. Saha brahmaiva bhavati. See, to become Paramatma, to become Brahman, what should you do? You just need to discover. So the Upanishad says, you are already Brahman. You are already the truth. Essentially, you are the truth. You need not become anything. Essentially, you are the truth. All that you need to do is, you need to discover the truth of what you are. After this, you know you are. Discover what you are. After discovering what you are, shift your identity from anatma, body, mind, sense complex, to atma, the consciousness. Shift your identity from, so you must have cognitively, you must shift your identity from anatma, body, mind, sense complex, to atma, the consciousness. Matter to consciousness doesn't happen overnight. Of course, by going through this discipline, shravanam, manam, nidhyasanam, strictly for length of time, when a person discovers the truth, naturally one can shift one's identity from anatma, body, mind, sense complex, to atma. The cognitive shift must happen. The cognitive shift happens, then the person does not become Brahman. The person claims one's own self being already Brahman. Aham Brahma Asmi. One must claim that. So claiming in the wake of clear vision of one's own Swarupam being Brahman, the pure consciousness implied by the term Atma or Brahman, claiming one's own Swarupam being Brahman alone is said to be what? Becoming Brahman. So the mantra says, yaha tat tat paramam brahma koi tat, because the truth of the whole universe is tat. When a person discovered that absolute reality, then brahmaiva bhavati, he becomes Brahman himself. Becomes Brahman himself means what? He discovers his own self being non-separate from Bhagavan, non-separate from the truth. Okay, this first benefit. Then, when a person discovers one's own self being Brahman, his perspective change happens. The perspective change happens, the error caused problems all will resolve. You know, the error in the perception, the many whole human misery, what Shastram says, you know, the entirety of miseries of human beings is purely because of this error in the perception of the self and the world. Whatever, without correcting this error, whatever you do, you will continue to have your problems in life. There's no way of totally resolving, sorting out all the problems at all. Shastram Swami used to say, "Ore doors, udane close," you know, which means you sorted all the human problems will resolve for good when the error in the perception of the self and the world becomes corrected. For which one must have a clear vision of one's own self being the truth. That's why Jnana Deva Kaivalyam, Jnanam is the only means of freeing oneself from all these miseries. Why Shastram repeats and repeats and repeats? Jnana Deva Kaivalyam means your freedom is only in Jnana. Therefore, yaha tat paramam brahma veda sa brahmaiva bhavati, as a result of which he becomes free from bondage of karma. Already we have seen he becomes free from anjita karma, he becomes free from agami karma. and he becomes objected towards his parabdha karma. Therefore, he becomes absolutely unafflicted by the human miseries. And when such a person, jnani, lives, if such a jnani lives in his family, asya kule abrahmavit na bhavati, asya kule, in his family, abrahmavit na bhavati, there will not, his family will become a family of jnanis. A jnani's family will become a family of jnanis. You know why? Asya kule abrahmavit na bhavati. Because of his wisdom, there will be influence, isn't it? So naturally, there will not be that. It is not that. So there will not be any ignorant person in his family. Abrahmavit means ignorant of Brahman. Agnya abrahmavit means agnani. So there will not be an ignorant person in his family. Asya kule abrahmavit na bhavati. This is second benefit. When jnani is highly glorified here, then again it is said, tarati shokam, tarati papmanam. See, tarati shokam, he crosses sorrow for good. A jnani crosses the ocean of sorrow for good. Tarati shokam tarati, atmavit shokam tarati. Another Upanishad also says the same thing. So jnani shokam tarati. Kaha yaha tat paramam brahma veda saha brahmaiva bhavati saha shokam tarati. Asya kule abrahmavit na bhavati. Now, saha shokam tarati, because he crosses all his miseries for good. Not only that, papmanam tarati. Papmanam tarati, he crosses over all sins. What does it mean? Sanchita karma, my God, the beginninglessly accumulated sanchita karmas become just disappears. When you free yourself from the wrong notion that you are the doer, you are the enjoyer, no more sanchita karma. And no more agami karma. Therefore, no more punyam, no papam also. See, papmanam tarati means a wise person becomes free from both punya papams. Punyam also is looked upon as papam by the shastra, because punyam also will make a person, you know, punyam also will contribute for the rebirth. Therefore, this person becomes free from both punya papam, all punya papams. See, in the clear vision, aham brahmasmi means consciousness does not have any punyam, does not have any papam, consciousness does not do any action, consciousness does not enjoy anything. Of course, doing is possible, enjoying is possible because of consciousness. But consciousness does not do anything, enjoy anything. So consciousness implied by the word atma does not have any punyam, papam, no doership, no enjoyership. Consciousness is free. Therefore, this person who looks at himself as the Atma, not simply looking at, he clearly sees what I am, he becomes free from doership and enjoyership. Therefore, he becomes free from all punya papams. So, freeing consciousness does not have any punya papam. Atma doesn't have any punya papam. But even punyam and papam, anything is possible only because of Atma. But Atma is free from punya papam. This person has no punyam, no papam. Therefore, he becomes free from sanchita agami parabdha karmas. Is absolutely free from all forms of karmas. He crosses all papmanam tarati, chokam tarati, asyakule abrahmavitna bhavati. Then what else? We have to see one more thing. Guha grantibhyaha vimuktaha bhavati. Very nice. Vimuktaha bhavati. See, muktaha means he becomes free. Vimuktaha means he becomes absolutely free. He becomes free from bondage of karma for good. So, guha grantibhyaha. See, grantihi means knot. Guha means mind. Guha means cave. So, he becomes free from the knots, many knots. Okay? The unbreakable knots. Unbreakable knots of the mind. which is likened to a cave. Okay, guha granthibhyaha means hridaya granthibhyaha. Hridaya granthibhyaha means knots of the heart, means knots of the mind. So guha granthibhyaha vimuktah bhavati, he becomes free from the knots of the mind, which is likened to a cave. He becomes free from the knots of the mind, the cave of mind, cave of heart. Which means, see, one knot, the first knot is what? Ignorance is the first knot. And the ignorance contributes for what? Ajnanam contributes for adhyasa. Okay? Erroneous self-perception. Then adhyaropa, superimposition of limitations upon of an anatma upon the atma. Adhyaropa, superimposition. Then because of wrong notions, ahankara. Because of wrong notions that I am small, I am insignificant, I am unhappy. All these wrong notions result in the desire. I want to be happy always, everywhere, with everybody. That fundamental desire. And the desire, asha. And the desire results in what? Action. Desire, many desires. Desire alone impels a person to do karma. One should do karma, and if in keeping with the karma, punyam, the karma can be right action, can be wrong action. You accumulate either punyam and papam. Either you accumulate punyam. If you do right action, you accumulate punyam. If you do wrong action, you accumulate papam. Anyway, right action or wrong action, which contribute for the accumulation of punya papa, is impelled by what? Your desires. Desires are because the wrong notion you have, that you are small, you are inadequate, etc. Therefore, karma. And once you accumulate punya papam, all punya papams cannot be exhausted in one life itself. Therefore, you had to be born again to exhaust the punya papam. This is how you are retained in samsara forever. Okay? Therefore, guha granthibhyaha vimuktaha bhavati. He becomes free from the knots. One knot of ignorance is broken. My God, all other knots caused by ignorance also become broken for good. So, guha granthibhyaha vimuktaha bhavati. He becomes free from the knots of the cave of mind for good. No more knots in the mind. No more knots means no more confusion, no more delusion, there only clarity. A person has clear vision. It's a clarity of vision the jnani has. No more knots. So, guha granthibhyaha vimuktaha bhavati. Then what is fine? One more thing, one more sentence is there. Vimukta amrutaha bhavati. Amrutaha bhavati. Guha granthibhyaha vimuktaha bhavati. Amrutaha bhavati. Amrutaha bhavati means he becomes immortal. Does he become immortal? No. He recognizes his self being already immortal. Recognition of one's own self being immortal is what? Becoming immortal. You can never attain immortality. Recognition of the fact of immortality of the self alone is said to be becoming immortal. Because, see, if being ignorant, having wrong notions, again being born again and again is what? Once you are born again, you are subject to death. As long as a person has ajnanam, one is subject to many, many births and deaths. As long as ignorance is there, one has to be, of course, one has to be changing one's physical body, like changing one's clothes. One has to be born again. One has to go through pairs of opposites in life. Again, one has to death, become subject to death. Again, one has to be born. Again, one has to go through pairs of opposites. Again, one has to die. So not one death. So how many deaths will happen repeatedly? Because many times you'll be born again and again, you'll be subject to death also again and again. Whereas this person, Jnani, will not be born anymore because his sukshma will becomes resolved for good. Therefore, no more death also. Is it clear? In fact, having one's ahankara resolved for good alone is said to be real death. Now, what is real death? real death is having one's ahankara resolved for good is real death. A clear vision of your own swarupam. That's what Ramana Maharishi says, Sethupo. May you die means having one's ahankara resolved for good. Ahankara becomes resolved for good only in the wake of clear vision of what you are essential. Isn't it? Therefore, Amritaha Bhavati, this person becomes absolutely immortal. Means he does not become immortal. He claims the immortality being already his own essential nature. Because he becomes free from bondage of karma. He attains Videha Mukti. Attaining Videha Mukti, he will not be born again. Attainment of Videha Mukti alone is said to be attainment of immortality. This is the Jnana Palam. Okay. I'm going to stop the class now. Sayoha Vaitat Paramam Brahma Veda Brahmaiva Bhavati Nasya Brahma Na Asya Abram Asya Kule Abramavit Na Bhavati. Na should go with the Bhavati. Asya Kule Abramavit Na Bhavati. Nasya Brahmavit Kule Bhavati. Tarati Shokam Tarati Papmanam Guha Granthibhyo Vimukto Amruto Bhavati. Guha Granthibhyaha Vimuktaha Bhavati. Amrutaha Bhavati. Kaha Yaha Paramam Brahma Veda Saha Brahmaiva Bhavati. Saha Saha Shokam Tarati, Saha Papmanam Tarati, Saha Guha Granthibhyaha Vimuktaha Bhavati, Saha Amritaha Bhavati. Asya Kule Abramavit Na Bhavati. I am sure you all must have enjoyed this language also, because very simple language. Haven't you? Nod your heads, yes or no? Language is kindergarten language, but it must say, the vision is profound teaching is given here. So at least basic Sanskrit. Okay, do one more mantra. Tadetad richa bhyuktam. Tadetad richa bhyuktam. Kriyavanta shrotriya brahmanishtha. Swayam juhvata ekarshim saddhayantaha teshame vaitam brahma vidyam vadeta shirovratam vidhivadyaistu chirnam tadetadricha bhyuktam kriyavanta shrotriya brahmanishtha swayam juhvata ekarshim saddhayantaha Teshame vaitam brahma vidyam vadeta shirovratam vidhivadyaistu chidam. The 10th and 11th mantras. When Upanishad teaching is over, with the 9th mantra, Upanishad teaching is completed, over. And now, Tadi yetad richa abhyuktam. Richa means there's a Rig mantra. Upanishad itself quotes a Rigveda mantra. See, Upanishad itself is a mantra from Rigveda. So what does Upanishad say? In fact, this Upanishad belonging to Atharva Veda, presence a mantra from Rigveda. Richa Abhyuktam means it is revealed by the mantra of the Rigveda. And Upanishad presents this Rigveda mantra in order to remind us of the qualification, in order to remind us of the qualifications we need to have in order to enjoy the benefit of the knowledge. See, of course, it is not enough if we get the jnanam. we must be able to enjoy the benefit of jnanam also. And if we have to enjoy the benefit of jnanam, we must be qualified. See, to have jnanam, one must be qualified. And to enjoy the benefit of jnanam also, you must be more qualified. So Upanishad wants to remind us of the qualifications we need in order to enjoy the benefit of the jnanam. So, if we have to enjoy the benefit of the jnanam, then we must pursue our study. We must attain jnanam, for which we must pursue our study. In order to pursue our study also, we must be in a proper conducive atmosphere. We must be in conducive atmosphere. We must be able to fulfill the condition required for enjoying the benefit of the jnanam. So, Shastram is very clear. Unless a person has fulfills the condition, so one cannot enjoy the benefit of the study. One can enjoy the benefit of the ultimate of jnanam also. But it is said, tadetadrichabhyuktam tadu yetadu, means that these are the prerequisites, these are the conditions one must have. For what? For studying Vedanta Shastram. Abhyukta means it has been mentioned, it has been revealed, it has been said. Richa abhyukta means it has been mentioned by the Rig Veda mantra. So, the certain conditions are required for the study of the Vedanta Shastram, and those conditions required for studying Vedanta Shastram, for enjoying the benefit of jnanam, have been mentioned, have been revealed by the Rig Veda mantra. Okay. So what are the conditions the mantra recommends? What are the conditions recommended by the Rig Veda mantra for enjoying the benefit of the study, for enjoying the benefit of the jnanam? What are the conditions recommended, supported by the Rig Veda mantra? Look at this. What says? Kriyavantaha Shrotriyaha Brahmanishthaha. So, Shrotriyaha. Shrotriyaha means, the word Shrotriyaha literally means, Shrotriyaha means the one who has profound knowledge of the Shastram. But here, the word Shrotriyaha means, Shrotriyaha, plural word. Shrotriyaha, singular word. Shrotriyaha means Shrotriyaha is the one who has the knowledge of the Shastram, thereby one who lives his life in conformity with the teaching of the Shastram. So Shrotriyaha here means the one who has profound knowledge of the Shastram. Then, thereby, one who lives his life in conformity with his understanding of the Shastram. The one who lives the teaching is Shrotriya. So, Shrotriya is one who studies the Shastram, also lives the teaching, is Shrotriya. So, under studying the Shastram, thereby living one's, the teaching of the Shastram alone will help one understand moksha being the ultimate goal. The person will have Purushartha Nischayaha. Especially, without the study of the Shastram, if a person is not exposed to the Shastram, then without studying any Shastram, naturally all human beings will have two Purusharthas, Artha and Kama Purusharthas. Everybody choicelessly searching for security. Therefore, one will be given to the pursuit of Artha. Everybody is naturally interested in enjoyment of pleasures. So, without being exposed to the Shastram, people will be only Artharthis and Kamarthis. Only when a person is given to the study of the Shastram, the person has Purushartha Nischeha, he will be pursuing Artha Kama for living this life, but he will not live his life only for Artha Kamas, he will be living his life for ultimately Jnanam and Moksha. Therefore, a person who is a Vipraha, who has studied the Shastram, that being understood, who has Purushartha Nischeha, who knows the value of Jnanam, who is committed to the pursuit of Jnanam, who knows the importance of preparing his mind for attainment of Jnanam, thereby who lives a life of Dharma, not to prepare his mind, who knows the value of Dharma, thereby who lives Dharma strictly, such a person is called Shrotriyaha. Shrotriyaha. Very nice. And then Kriyavantaha. Kriyavantaha means, so people who know the Shastram, who follow strictly the disciplines, Kriyavantaha are the people who strictly follow the disciplines enjoined by the Shastram. Who follow Shamaha, Damaha, Uparamaha, Titiksha, etc. So Kriyavantaha are the people who strictly follow the discipline. Kriyavantaha literally means people of action. But here Kriyavantaha means people who are strictly given to the disciplines enjoined by the Shastram, Kriyavantaha, who follow all the disciplines strictly. And for what? People knowing the value of Dharma, knowing the importance and necessity of following disciplines, knowing the purpose of following the disciplines, who they follow strictly disciplines for their mental purification, for their mental manovikasaha, the mental expansion. So when people work very hard, earn money, they materially, people can expand, they can become popular, they can earn wealth. One has to also, internally also, one has to grow. For one's own emotional maturity. People, so Shrotriyaha means people who study Shastram and who strictly follow who live the teaching. And Kriyavantaha are the people who have Purushartha Nischeha, and who also strictly follow the disciplines enjoined by the Shastram for their own emotional maturity. Kriyavantaha means people who strictly live a life of Karma Yoga. So Kriyavantaha, Shrotriyaha, then Brahmanishthaha. Brahmanishthaha. So Brahmanishtaha means, please make a note, the word Brahmanishtaha literally means those who are steadfast in the vision of Brahman. But here, please make a note, here the word Brahmanishtaha means Upasakaha, meditators. People who are given to the worship of Ishvara. People who are given to the Saguna Brahma Upasanam. Brahmanishtaha in this context does not mean the jnanis. Okay? The word Brahmanishtaha in some other context means jnanis. But here the word Brahmanishtaha means Brahmanishtaha, plural word. Brahmanishtaha here means people who are given to the discipline of meditation. Saguna Brahma Upasakaha. So Kriyavantaha means people, first of all, Shrotriyaha means people who are given the study of this Shastram, thereby who understood the Purusharthanist, who have understood all four purusharthas, who have purusharth nischeha, who are committed to the pursuit of jnanam and moksha, thereby who live their lives in conformity with Shastra teaching. The kriyavantaha means, because they live their life in conformity with Shastra teaching, they live a life of karma yoga, following all the disciplines strictly for their own emotional maturity. Then brahmanishtaha means, they are also given to the discipline of upasana, meditation. They are given to the discipline of they understand the significance of worship. They understand the efficacy of prayer. They understand the value of values. They understand the concept of Ishvara. Therefore, with proper understanding, they involve themselves in worship, prayer and meditation. Brahmanishtaha. Brahmanishtaha. Only for such teshameva. Only for such people. Teshameva. Only for such people. Brahma vidyam vadeta. Only for such people. Brahma vidyam vadeta means, so Vedanta, may the teacher teach Brahma Vidya only to such students. May the teacher teach Vedanta Shastram. Vadeta means may the teacher speak. Speak means teach. May the teacher teach Brahma Vidya, subject matter of Vedanta Shastram, in terms of knowledge of Brahman. May the teacher teach only to such people who are Shrotriyaha, who are Kriyavantaha, or Brahmanishtaha. Then Swayam Juhvata Yekrishim Shaddayantaha Shirovratam Vidivat Yaistu Chinam. These two lines I'll explain next class. Now why? And explain really, I have to explain very well. Because people, I have to just talk to people and then I'll see you again. Next week we'll complete this text. Okay. I'm going to do this again, these mantras next week. Last mantra I'll do next week. I'll redo the mantras and I'll explain to you, then conclude it. Om. The important two lines are very important lines. I'll explain to you next class. It means I will redo the mantras. I conclude the point next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.